Okay, good morning, everyone. So who started to say slichas already? The svardim started. As we discussed yesterday, some of us may have said tikkun chatzos. If you're in chul, you would say tikkun rachel and leah. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's a shemitah, you're still just saying leah. Interesting question. If you only have time for one, which one should you say? So some raise the question and say it's better to say tikkun chatzos. That's an interesting question, because at 12:30 at night, you probably have time for both. Okay.
Which one is that?
Tikkun Chatzot. At least Rav Avadia Zetzal writes that. But okay. There's no definite one opinion on this matter. Okay. One quick thing to catch up on before. So I did make one mistake with the anatomy, thanks to Rabbi Moshe Yaskor. The part that is questionable, if one should touch or not, the head of the aver, the very end, the tip, that's the part that's less problematic. That's the part that would be called lamata. And just to point out real quick, in this, in our Shulchan Aruch, in Orach Chaim, he makes it, if you're married or not married, there is a distinction between which portion you're touching. But in Evan Ha'ezer, he's in Kaf Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rambam, is not machalik, actually. He says it makes no difference which half. There's different opinions in the Gemara, from the Gemara in Nida, Yud Gimel. So anyways, let's continue with today. Siman Dalet, we're doing Si'if Bet right now. Yedaktik le'arot aleha mayim shalosh pa'amim le'avir ruach ra'a shishara alehen. So a person has to wash three times on each hand in order to remove the ruach ra'ah, right? Because when a person dies, there's tumah that comes in, because holiness left the body and you have a void. So too, when a person goes to sleep, there's 1/60th of death, and the neshama, it leaves. And the residual tuma resides with the fingers. And according to some Mekubalim, also the feet, but it's too strong, the tuma over there, so it doesn't help. So Chazal, we're not metaking to wash feet. Okay, Gimel. Lo yigav biyado kodom netila lapeh, velo lachotem, velo laznaim, velo leinaim. One should not touch any open orifices to the body, right? Any openings to the body, until he washes his hands three times because of the ruach ra'ah. It can be damaging. And the ikar part of washing one's hands is the water should cover all of the knuckles, and ideally all the way to the wrist. But it's the knuckles that are more necessary. Some say that by a goy, it's not important because they don't have the same tuma and tahara that we have, so they don't have to wash their hands. Let's read Dalet. Afilu mishanata yedav lo yamashmesh b'fiat tabat tamid mipnei shemiviato lidei tachtoniot lo yigav imkom akaza shemishum hayad mazik lechabura. So here the Shulchan Aruch talks perhaps about germs. And even if you washed your hands, you should not be touching yourself where you have wounds, right, or openings to the inside of the body. Minimize it, because touching it with your hands can be dangerous or damaging to your health. Hey, lo yiga begigit shechar shemishmu shayad mafsida shechar. I don't know. I've heard translated hemorrhoids, but whatever disease you want to make up, it can fit in. Okay, a person, this is from the Gemara, so the Shulchan Aruch threw it over here, included it, that one should not touch a barrel of beer. Even after you wash your hands, and certainly before you wash your hands, because it can damage the Shechar. Again, there's a couple different explanations on this, but okay. Now, also, there's a question if a person touches food without washing hands. So the ruach ra'ah can get onto the food and could be perhaps harmful. So the general minhag is to be strict lechatchila, but to be mekel b'diavid. I know most people probably eat in restaurants, and some people don't wash their hands, or you don't know if they wash their hands. But throughout the day, people have probably washed their hands anyway. And it could be even without a cup, it helps a little bit. There's a couple of reasons, but the minhag is bidi'evit, generally to be makel, and some people are machmir. Vav, ein sarich revi'it netilat yadayim l'tfila. So a person does not need to use a full revi'it of liquid to wash their hands for davening. That halacha that you must have a revi'it is for eating. And just to recap, this comes up many times. What is a revi'it, real quick? So Rav Chaim Na'ar, one of probably the most authoritative Mikar Adin, again, there are different opinions, is 86 milliliters or 3 ounces. And I just brought, for those who are here who can see, just a sample. This cup holds enough, according to Rav Chaim Na'ar and Mikar Adin Lehalacha. And just so you see how much water that is. So it's not that much. According to Ramosha, he holds 100 milliliters, 3.3. The Chazon Ish is double, 150, or 5.1. Not exactly double, but close.
For each rinse.
For each revi'it. So we'll get to Netilas Yadayim when you need a revi'it, what the rules are by eating. But for our halachas in the morning, you don't have to revi'it anyway. So it's not really an issue. I mean, lechatchila, the cup should have a revi'it, lechatchila. And each time you pour it on yourself, you don't have to have a full revi'it. But let's, okay. Zayin. Tov lehakpid b'netilat yadayim shacharit b'chol hadvarim ha'me'akvim b'netilat yadayim l'se'uda. So here he says again that lechatchila, you want to have all the same requirements for food, the same for here, regarding the laws of netilat yadayim. In Sarich, but it's Tov Lahakpid. No difference. Miu, Inu Me'akev Lo Kli V'Lo Koach Gavra, Ushar Dvarim, Aposim Minetiyat HaSeuda. Similar. Rama says, and it's not Me'akev if you have a Kli or you don't have a Kli, and whether you have Koach Gavra, you don't have Koach Gavra, the energy from a person pouring it onto yourself as opposed to by itself. Okay, again, it's not me'akev, and all these things, even though it's tov lahakpid, if you don't, you don't have to, and you still say a bracha, because it's not me'akev on the bracha either. Okay. Chet. Netilat yadayim shacharit ein notlin al gabei karka ela l'toch hakeli. When a person washes his hands in the morning because of ruach ra'ah, which can be damaging, it's important to pour it down the drain or into a kli and not just spill it onto the floor where a person can touch it. If it spills on the floor, just clean it up, wipe it up and dry it up. Tet, mayim shel netilat yadayim shacharit asur lehanot mehen. And this water, you're not allowed to benefit from it because it has ruach ra. V'lo yishpechem b'bayit, v'lo b'makom she'ovrim sham b'nei adam. And just don't pour it in a place where people are going to use it or step in it. Okay. Yod. No tel kli shomayim biyad yamino v'notno liyad smolo. So the ideal way is you pick it up with your right hand and you hand it to your left hand and the left hand pours it first onto the right hand. So you pick it up with the right and the water gets poured onto the right hand first. Kadesh Yarik Maim al Yamino Techila. And this is to give kavod to the right. And in this case, Mishneh Berurah points out, it doesn't matter if you're a righty or a lefty. This is a general idea. You know, the Sfiros and Kabbalah don't care if you're a righty or a lefty. The right is chesed and the yamin is din or gvura. Okay. I don't know if I mentioned it, but when one wipes himself in the bathroom, so then it does matter. If you're a lefty, then you use your weaker hand. Okay. So it depends. When does a lefty switch or not? It depends on what the reason is for. Okay. Yud Aleph, right? Yud Aleph. Lo yitol mimi shelo natal yadav shachrit. A person should not a person who didn't wash their hands yet can bring you the water, but ideally he should not be the one who's pouring the water onto you until he washes his hand first. Yud Bet. Im shichshach yadav l'toch kli shel mayim. Al talo netila l'kriyat shma v'letfila. Avalo l'ruach ra'a she'aleihen. A person dipped his hand into a bucket of water, so it helps for the tefillah, and you say a bracha al netilat yadayim, but it does not help for removing the ruach ra'a. Im shichshach yadav b'shlosh ha'mimot mechulafim, yesh liistapek im al talo l'avi ruach ra'a she'aleihen. So there's an opinion and a question, perhaps, if you dipped it three times, then it works. Now, many poskim say it does work if you dip it into a mikvah. Because if it's good enough for your body, it's certainly going to be good enough for your hands. Yud Gimel. Im haya ne'or kol ha'layla, yesh li'istapek im tzarich li'tol yadav shachrit litpaleu la'avir ruach ra'a mi'yadav. So the question is, if a person stayed up all night, does a person have to wash his hands? So, and perhaps there's ruach ra'ah issues again, and then we have to also there's issue for the rosh and the rashba. If you're obligated to wash your hands, and if you should say a bracha. So very simply, the Haggah concludes, the Ramah concludes, v'itlem below bracha. So in the morning when you go to daven, even if you didn't sleep all night, you do say you do wash your hands, but you do not say a bracha. And that's clearly the minhag, the halacha, that if you stay up all night, you do not, when you wash your hands for tefillah, you do not say a bracha, except, Svardim, I believe, none of the poskim say you say a bracha netilas yadayim. By Ashkenazim, the poskim are split. If you go to the bathroom and you make your hands dirty, then, and it's for tefillah, and you stayed up all night, then when you wash your hands for tefillah, some say you do say a bracha, and some say you don't say a bracha. Gimel, did we finish Yud Gimel? Yeah. Yud Dalet. Hishkim kodem amode shachar vanato yadav. Yesh listapek imtsarich lito yadav pam acheret. Keshe yeor hayom lehavir ruach ra'ah shara al hayadayim. Okay, so what happens if a person gets up early in the morning for tikkun chatzot or 4 in the morning and he wants to learn? He washes his hands. Presumably, we're assuming here he said the bracha already, netilas yadayim, and now the amud ha'shachar passes. So there's an opinion that perhaps the ruach ra'ah rests on the person when amud ha'shachar passes. So then he has to wash again. So the Ramah concludes, okay, therefore, to be choshesh for this opinion, itlam below bracha, you should say the bracha. I'm sorry, you should wash your hands, but you should not say the bracha. Okay? Now, just to recap or to re-explain if we didn't. So then the other thing is, what happens, when is the best time? It's going to come up again, but let's mention it real quick. When is the best time to say Netilas Yadayim? So everyone says, you only get to say the bracha of Netilas Yadayim once in the morning, right? Once you wash your hands, and then the question is, you don't want to, it's ideally not to say, to not to wash your hands, have them all dried, and then decide to say the bracha later on. So that's frowned upon by most of the poskim. For the common reason is because we always want to say the bracha before we wash our hands. So probably the best thing to do, for most opinions, is right when you first get up in the morning, when you wash your hands then, the first time, assuming you're outside the bathroom and you have your head covered, and that's probably the best time to say the bracha netilas yadayim, assuming you're not planning to get your hands dirty again before davening. If you're expecting that you're going to get your hands dirty again before davening, whether you need to go to the bathroom, you're going to get dressed and touch your body, you're going to change kid's diaper, whatever it is, if you're assuming that you're going to have to get your hands dirty, then probably the best time to say Netilas Yadayim, The bracha is when you wash your hands again later, after you're finished getting your hands dirty, before davening. But basic rule is the Ruach Ra'ah is not part of the decision maker. It's the Rosh and the Rashba that we mentioned, and it's one time a day. That's the basic rule. One time in the morning.
Should one try to say it while the hand is still wet, or that's not?
Okay, so then one should say the bracha. Some say it's not important, but I think one definitely should say while the hands are still wet. So then you still have are mekayim to, on some level, over lasiyatan. You always want to say the bracha before you do the mitzvah.
In Sifkat and Dalit, Mishabur says that's the preferred way.
Which way? The way I said, no? Right. That's what I said the first time.
And then wash the second time.
No. That's the first time washing, I think.
He says the Tov Yoter. Then he says the Tov Yoter. Shelo Yevarek. I feel a brekan like a dying ad rachan tila shnia.
Seif Katan Dalet? Okay. So there are definitely going to be different opinions on what might be considered the best way. Yeah, so that's assuming if you're using the bathroom after you wash, if you're relieving yourself and touching yourself after you wash the first time, so then what you said is exactly accurate. But if a person relieves himself right when he gets out of bed, and is not going to touch himself, and then washes. So, depends. There's no one correct, or there's no one way to do it. But you definitely want to wash your hands as soon as possible from waking up. And depending if you're going to get yourself dirty again before or after you wash your hands. And then I think it's understood that that's, I think that makes sense. But if you want to discuss your particular habits, then we can figure out exactly which is the best time for you. Okay. Tedvav. Yashan bayam. A person slept during the day. Yeshli stavik im sarich le'arot mayam aleim shalosh pe'amim v'itlem b'lo bracha. A person sleeps during the day. Now that means, sleeping generally in halacha means you're sleeping on a bed lying down. In order to have the din of sleeping, for these type of purposes. So if a person sleeps, it's called sleeping keva, then when he wakes up, a person should wash his hands three times and does not say a bracha. Ted Zayin.
If someone falls asleep in the base medrash for like a half hour, which is obviously embarrassing, shouldn't they wash their hands?
I don't know if there's any need for that. No. Ruach Ra, I don't know if it's not a Shinat Keva, I'm not sure. I'm not familiar that it's an issue. David Hayan Nizhar Shaloli Shan Shitin Nishmin. If David was careful not to sleep for the amount of time it takes, Shishim Neshamot, 60 breaths, Kadei Shalo Yitom Ta'amita. He didn't want to taste death. Some say that was only at night or during the day. Okay, Yud Zayin. Yesh nuhagin lirchotz piem shacharit mipnei aririm shebetoch hapeh. So this is a good one for a dentist, if there's any in the room. I am. That one should brush his teeth every morning. And the Shulchan Aruch is talking about at least rinsing your mouth. From ririm, I don't know, mucus, or some kind of saliva, perhaps some bad breath. Okay. Yurchet. Ein dvar elu devarim tzrichim netila b'mayim. These things a person needs to wash his hands with water. Hakam me'amita. A person gets up from his bed. Ve'ayotze mi'beit ha'kiseh. A person leaves a bathroom. Now, just to point out, our bathrooms probably don't have the same din. There's what to argue, but our bathrooms probably don't have the same din because our gadolim, number two, doesn't sit around. Hopefully, it gets flushed out immediately. But perhaps this applies. Umibeit ha-merchatz, and this is the hot, sweaty room of the bathhouses. Ve'anotel tziporna, a person who cuts his nails. Choletz minala, a person who takes off his shoes and touches them when he takes them off. A person who touches his feet, a person who scratches the scalp of his head. Some say even person who goes among the dead or into the Beit HaKvarot, perhaps within Dalet Amos only. And someone who touches a dead body. A person who delouses. And they have to kill it first? I don't remember. Even if
just attempting to.
Okay, thank you. So just trying to delouse. Mashamish mitato, a person who sleeps with his wife. Vehanogeya bechina, a person who touches the kina. Vehanogeya begufo biyado, and a person who touches anywhere on his body parts that's normally covered and sweaty. Umish asa achat mikol elu velo natal, and a person who touches these things, or does these things, and doesn't wash his hands. Im talmid chacham hu talmido mishtakeach. This is a skula for forgetting your Torah. Im eino talmid chacham yotzei midaito. And if you're not a talmid chacham, even worse, you can go out of your mind. Okay.
All these things need seirugin and a kli, or
yes, alachadchila kli and three times. So worried about the ruach ra'a again. Different opinions. It depends what it's for. Some say one's enough. Okay, but I'm not an expert in the Ruach Ra'a Kabbalistic issues.
Is that
only you
sleeping or is it just lying there?
I believe it's only if you're sleeping. Yotet. Hamakiz dam mektifayim velonatal yada mefachet shiva yamim. Person who draws blood, bloodletting, and doesn't wash. You could be some kind of pachad, being afraid, anxiety, can haunt him for 7 days. Hamegaleach lo natal yadav mefachet shlosha yamim, and a person who shaves and doesn't wash his hand can have this pachad for 3 days. Hanotel tziporna velo natal yadav. Person who cuts his fingers and doesn't wash his hands, mefached yom echad, and suffer only for 1 day. Ve'en yodea mimi mefached, and you don't even know what you're afraid of. You just have this anxiety. Kaf. Haruchetz panav lo nigvam yafe panav mitpaka'oto ola behen shechin. A person should dry his face after he washes it, otherwise it could become too dry, or perhaps get some kind of boils or acne. Urafu atol irchotz harbe b'mei silka. I don't know if they had moisturizing cream in those days, but he recommended using some kind of a beet juice, I guess. I cannot, I have no experience with that. Okay, Kaf Aleph. Tzarich lizeher batfila o ba'achila. Person must be careful during davening and eating. Shelo liga b'shok v'yarech v'mkomot v'mechusim ba'adam. Lefi sheish sham m'mule zeya. So places that are covered up on our body, it's important not to touch because you have to have your hands clean or you're going to have to wash your hands again. So you should not be touching these places that have a lot of sweat. You should not be scratching the scalp of your head. But places that are revealed on your head, ubefanav, or on your face, parts of your arms, in lahakpid, that you don't have to worry about. One could think about tying your tefillin. So I read it's best to be careful when you tie your tefillin not to touch your arm, because your arm, that portion is dependent on the person, but it's usually covered up. But I know the Ben Ish Chai writes that since you're always revealing your arm in the morning, therefore it's okay b'diavad. Sorry. And if you don't have water, you can wipe yourself on something else to clean your hands, and you say nikiyus yadayim. Aval lo lehavir ruach ra'a she'alein, but it doesn't help for ruach ra'a. Kaf gemel. Lo tiknu netilas yadayim ela kriyat shema v'tefila. So that's the only reason why we have the bracha. The requirement to wash your hands or the bracha. Aval, just for bracha de shachrit, for saying birchos de shachar, Yachol avarech kodem natila. Really, you can say these brachos before you wash your hands. Ela im kenu yashen al mikto arom, unless you sleep naked. Sha'az asur laskir et Hashem ad she'enakel otam. But then you have to, because your hands will touch parts of your body, you have to wash your hands, just because you need to wash your hands before you can say a bracha. Siman hey, halacha aleph, sif aleph. Yechaveim abrachot perosh hamila. The person, when he says any bracha, it's very important to understand and think about what you're saying. Kishyaskir Hashem, and when you mention God's name, Yechaveim perosh kriyato be'adnut, shehu adon hakol. Whenever you're saying Hashem's name, that's the Shem Havaya or Shem Adnut. What's it called? The Shem of Adon, we say, I don't know if I should say it, but I think we know what we're talking about, Hashem's name. What, if you're using the word of, if the word is spelled with just Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, then one only has in mind to think that Hashem is the master of the universe, or master of everything. If, and it usually is spelled with the letters Yudke Vavke, so then a person should think about both, that Hashem is Adon HaKol, and also Haya Hove V'yeh, always was, always is, and always will be. Nubahaskir Elokim, when you mention that name, Yechavein Shu Takif Baal Yecholot Ubaal HaKochot Kulam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very powerful and able to do whatever he wants, Ubaal HaKochot Kulam, and all of the energy, all the power, he's in control of all the power and everything that happens. Okay. Stop. I know. I see that. Do more. Well, I guess we'll go a little more. Here we go. Vav. This at least reads quick. Aleph. Kishiyetsa in beit hakisa yivarech hasheyetzar et adam bechochma. A person says, when a person leaves the bathroom, should say this bracha. Shibriyat Adam hu bechokhma nifla. That Hashem created the world with tremendous chokhma. V'yesh mafarshim al shem shaguf dome lenod. Malei ruach v'hu malei nekavim. It's wondrous how our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we made a body full of holes, and it's full of air, and it's full of holes at the same time. V'yesh mafarshim bechokhma. What is the word bechokhma referring to? Shihitkin mezonotav shel Adam arishon v'charkach bera'o. That first the Kodesh Baruch Hu made what man will need. Right, with the famous concept of Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the refuah before he brings the makkah. Varavo nekavim nekavim chalim chalim. Perush nekavim rabim. Many holes. So we have hollow organs and we have holes. Kegon peh v'chotam upiya tabat. Holes in our body, orifices, mouth, nose, our nostrils. V'gam varavo evarim rabim chalim. And many organs that have spaces. Kamo lev, heart. Karis, ma'ayim, and the stomach, intestines, shiim, yisatim, echad mehem. If one of them gets clogged up, klomar sheba nekavim, yishnekev, echad shehu hapeh. And if you have a hole that you need and it gets clogged up, kashu b'me'im, ohu asetum, kashu tzeil avir olam, hu niftach. Right? When a body, a fetus is in the body, or an embryo, and it has a mouth, fetus, and it's clogged up in the mouth. And as soon as it comes out into the world, then it opens up and immediately starts to work. And if it didn't work immediately, always, right on cue, then the baby wouldn't be able to live. So too, if there's a rupture of the heart or most of our organs, all of a sudden, the body won't be able to live. The od yesh lefarish shegvul yesh ladam shecholim nekavav lisatem v'liyamut. And v'kevan she'avar otu agvul i'efshar litkayam afilu sha'achat. V'kevan shebichlal hanekavim heim pi hatabat u'pi ha'ama, and there are many holes, v'chal ha'verim ha'chalim sh'im yipatech echad mehem i'asher kayam heim ha'keres u'me'ayim. Same thing, different parts of the body. If it ruptures or if there's a hole and it's not supposed to be like that, we can't exist. So Shapir Havi Shavach Ze Miinyan Asiyat Zrachav, and therefore, and these are bodily movement parts also. So it's very shayach to going to the bathroom, very kashur. The Efshar Ot Shemiacharsh Im Yotzei LeNikeva BiYoter Achim Avar Agvul Yamut. Michlal Shim Yipetech Echad Mehem Hu VeHavi Shim Yipetech Echad Mehem Nam Im Inyan Asiyat Zrachav Mamish. And also if you don't go when you need to go. So that's why this bracha of praising for the whole body is very relevant to going to the bathroom. Rofe choli chol basar, God heals every person, every animal. Al shem anekavim shebara bo lehotzi pesolet me'achalo. And they were able to digest the food properly. Ki im yitapesh babetin yamut. And if it just rots in the stomach and doesn't work, the person will die. So relieving oneself is the refuah. Umafli la'asot, and it's wondrous. Shmipnei she'adam domel lenod malei ruach, ve'im yasa adam benod nekev kechuda shalmacha teruach yotze. You have a balloon, and you make one little hole, or a rafting. You have a hole in your raft, the whole thing falls apart. Ve'adam malei nekavim ve'rucho mishtameret betocho. But we open up our mouth, and we have open parts, and it's still, we function. Hare ze pele, this is unbelievable. V'od yesh lefarish al shem shebarer tuv amachal v'doche apsolet. And the whole digestive system is wondrous. Haga. V'od yesh lefarish shemafli lasov demashe shomer ruach adam v'kirbo v'kosher devar ruchani b'devar agashmi. Kohu ha'idei shehu rofecho basar ki az adam v'kav abriot v'nishmato mishtomeret v'kirbo. And Rama points out it's incredible how the body has a physical body and a spiritual neshama all in one. If you need to go, that's fine. I'm just going to quickly finish this siman, I think. Yesh nagim lahamtim varech al netilas yadayim ad bo'am lebeit ha-kneset u'misadrin uto im sha'ar ha-brachot. So this is what we mentioned before. Some say netilas yadayim only when they get to the Beit Knesset. And they say the bracha with the other brachos. And the Rama is even saying without even washing your hands. You washed your hands at home. U'bnei Sfarad lo nagu kein. And the Sfaradim do not follow this Rama, they say it at home, and most Ashkenazi poskim do agree with this. Hagav al kol panim lo yevarach shtei pa'amim. The Rama points out you don't see the bracha twice. Mi shemevarachu beveito lo yevarach beveito kneset. V'chein mi shemevarachu beveito kneset lo yevarach beveito. You have to just pick. V'mi shalomed kodem shikanes lebeito kneset o mitpalel kodem yevaracha beveito v'lo yevarach pa'am lo yevarach beveito kneset. Okay. Well, I partially said it before, but okay. Make it clear. Va'afilu b'kai gavna yesh noagim l'sarda im sha'ar bracha b'veit ha-kneset v'ein mevarchim b'veit ha-am. Okay. Gimel. Birkat elokai neshama eino potachat b'baruch. Okay. The bracha of l'kai neshama does not start with baruch. We know that. The Shulchan Aruch writes, a bracha of hoda'a does not... Okay. The bracha of Elokai Neshama does not start with baruch. It's because it's a bracha of hoda'a, of thanking Hashem. Kamo shemetzinu birkat ha-geshamim has the same thing. We'll get to it. It does not start with baruch. Now this is a debate among Rishonim and Achronim if it does need to start with Baruch or not, if it's a bracha smucha lechavrata, if it's connected to the bracha before. So lechatchila, definitely one should say Elokai Neshama attached to Asher Yitzar, if at all possible. But otherwise, most poskim say b'diavad, b'shat etzorach, you can say it by yourself. You can say the bracha by itself, without being attached, but some would say it's also safik bracha lahato. Dalit. Last halacha for today. Yesh noagim shachar shebirach echad birchot ha-shachar ve'anu achrav amen. Shachar shebirach echad birchot ha-shachar, then everybody... What? Okay. Some say that it's best for... every person says their own birchot ha-shachar, and everyone else answers amen. Chozer, and so then chozer echad mi'aonin amen, umevarech ve'onin achrav amen. V'chaseder hazeh osim kol otam she'anu amen techila. Ve'ein la'ayar aleim ve'lomar shekavar yatsu ve'amen she'anu techila. V'pnei she'amevarech eino mechaven lehotzi acherim, v'afilu im haya mevarech mechaven lehotzi acherim, hei mechavim shelo latzeit bevirchaso. So it's not a problem. They do this in order so that each person can answer many amenim. There's an inyan to try and answer or to say at least 90 amenim a day. And it's not a bracha of a bracha shein etzricha because everybody has a mind not to be yotzei from each other. If everyone has a mind, the one who's saying the bracha and the one who's listening has a mind to be yotzei, then they just answer amen and everyone's yotzei with one time. But as long as one of them, one of the two parties, the giver, the receiver, it has in mind not to be motzi or yotzei, then the other person is not yotzei and everyone, it's not a problem to say their own bracha. Okay. Thank you.